Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, like I said. So thank you very much. Tune in. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. I want to give a big shout-out. Congratulations, Yarrabah Seahawks. Congratulations, Aid Raid, taking out the CDRL Grand Final 2021 and defeated Innisfail Brothers 20 points to 16 over the weekend. So fantastic. Last time they won the championship was back in 2017. So fly Guyula fly. And with that, let's go to Barry Sedgwick with that deadly track, Fly Guyula Fly. Yarrabah, too deadly. Yeah, the mighty Seahawks, congratulations. Maroon and White, too deadly, taking at the CDRL Cairns District Rugby Grand Final 2021. Yarrabah Seahawks defeated Innisfail Brothers 20 points to 16. Like I said, last time they won it back in 2017, so the dream is still alive. Too deadly, Mob, have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, my radio brother.
How you going, brother?
I'm going good today. There was bad news, but I have to make this call today. We spent our last three calls talking about nuclear submarines in a base in northern Australia. And eventually, if there's a base here, well, one of the last stories, it was said about protecting Murray's Aboriginal people in remote communities and their safety. So this, a nuclear base in Cape York would fit that category too, because it's a Murray show, it's not just about the nuclear. But after talking about, there was a report just after we finished on Friday that the USS Connecticut nuclear attack class submarine had an accident in the South China Sea.
Okay, yes.
My crystal ball has been working.
You and I should go to the casino, brother, with your pay packet.
I've got a lotto form here. I don't know how to fill it in. I've been in the bush that long.
No, well, that's deadly. Well, there it is. And that was your vision, wasn't it?
Yes, mate. This is it. This is what will happen. And to trust the Americans at this point, I'm really happy to get on early, because it's really important what people in this country is getting involved in. The last three bad American decisions, and these people we're supposed to trust, and the whole world is saying, don't Australia, trust Australia now. Like Selwyn said, you know, there's the Lone Ranger and Tonto. We don't want to be Tonto. I heard Tonto is a Spanish word for stupid.
A different meanings for different words, yes.
Years ago, mate, and we had to be careful, you know, with language and what we say. But the point is, the three American mistakes, the last drone they let off in Afghanistan was supposed to be at the terrorists, what they called. They hit a water truck, mate, and killed them all in kids, you know. That's one, okay? And now they just had another one last week where they have an oil pipeline off of the Californian beaches, and there's a huge oil spill there.
Yes.
Have you heard about that one?
No.
Yeah. They've got an oil pipeline in the sea. I mean, this is American brains and technology. And initially they blamed a big ship that might have dragged an anchor into that and damaged the pipeline. So there's all that on the Californian surfing beaches, you know. And so that's the one. And the third one now is this nuclear submarine that's had an accident, it hit something in the China Sea, and the reason they gave was that they get along and they don't want to be detected, and so they turn the sonar off so people can't detect them through the sonar. So there's all these planes flying around there, and they're making up all this stuff about the activity. It's really heating up over there. They turn the sonar off so they're flying blind. So they've hit something. It could be under sea container, mountain, another sub.
Well, two types of news, the news that we get that we're told, and then the other news, the real news.
Right, this is what I'm saying. This is Freedom Day or something, isn't it, from COVID, but it's Freedom Day for everybody. I got this off of the American TV station on the thing here, and I've listened to Australian show, and they don't want to put it on. This is a free station, okay, mate?
Need-to-know basis.
Yeah, this is our base, you know. Should be an anti-nuclear base, what I'm saying, you know, like us, the whole of Australia, you know. And if we can get this news out, it's first, and it's good for the show and you and me and everybody to know the truth and don't be blanketed with, you know, with government. And the Crown, you know, England is got joined with America and Australia with this thing. The Queen has never said sorry yet. I want to come back to that real soon. She's also the head of the church. You know, the Church of England and Christians. And I'm really tired of onward Christian soldiers, and they're still doing it to Murray in this country. And the one thing I've got to say is that I was in Sydney when Vietnam broke out, and then all the Americans come here for rest and recreation, R&R they called it. And so the price of everything in the city doubled, and you've got a lot of American people running around. And are they going to be under COVID restrictions? You know, are they going to be, you know, that's another thing that...
Yeah, a different rule for those guys if they come to the country, to the big island.
Yeah, you got it, brother, you got it. And the other thing, and there was two sayings. One was go home, Yank, because we didn't want to be in Vietnam back then, a lot of us. There was a lot of protests. We didn't want to be in Vietnam. We didn't want to join America for that. And the other one was, what is it? They're over here, overpaid and oversexed. And they were common sayings, you know.
Exactly. So you're anti the joining, well, anti-war, but anti-joining with America in regard to allies.
Yeah, this AUKUS. And Morrison, yeah, this AUKUS, this alliance between Australia and America and and Australia here now, the three big white supremo countries. New Zealand's not in it, they're nuclear free. And get on them. I'm against it. And 1 minute England says, oh, you know, Australia can do what it wants. But then suddenly they've joined us up with this thing. And it just hasn't happened. They must have been dealing with Trump way back. And they've had Tony Abbott go over to Taiwan there now, and he's been told by the Chinese it is insane.
On your bike, mate.
Yeah, so what they said about him is their view on Morrison too, because it's not their place. The China Sea belong to China, and that's their thing to sort out with Taiwan. And America shouldn't be there. And it's all looming. My crystal ball is working, and my prophecy of nuclear thing. And if that had been closer to here, it might have linked to the port they were going to put here in Australia.
In fact, the Great Barrier Reef, exactly.
Well, yeah, like the Barrier Reef, the Gulf. It comes here, and all the Murray communities and all the culture of the people of this land that have already been nuked in South Australia. We don't need nuclear ships coming into the north. I tell all the people down south, you don't have the population of Indigenous people and the culture we have here in the north.
That's true.
So listen to voices. Yeah. Thank you, Trevor, for...
Thank you for your input, brother. All the best.
I had to follow up on that one. It's a call I had to make.
Too deadly, brother. Thank you. That's how Tony Gibbs there having his say, talking about nuclear war against it, of course, and against the joining allies with America. Have your say, add to the conversation. Here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, there's a fight to lower First Nations pension age. Waka Waka Man, Uncle Dennis, is leading the charge to lower the pension access age for Indigenous people. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Leanne Carter, and she's with VALS, that's Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, Statewide Community Justice Programs Leader. Leanne, very good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you mob are all good around the country here and up there.
Yeah, too, Dilly. We're good up here. Thinking of your mob there in Victoria. Before we start, Leanne, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm Wiradjuri and Noongar, so I've got family from one side to the other.
Big footprint there, sister. Too, Dilly. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. And hats off to Uncle Dennis, leading the charge to lower the pension access age for Indigenous people. And I think he, you know, pardon the pun, but may have a leg to stand on there regarding this fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a big part of what this case is about is, you know, everyone should have the right to retire and, you know, age with dignity. And as we know, too many of our mob are dying too early. So, you know, we'd like the Commonwealth Government to, you know, take that into account. And, you know, the argument around this case is that because our mob can't access, you know, the age pension because we're dying too early, you know, the current laws discriminate and they need to change.
Well, exactly. And look, money's a tool. And when you look at our mob who are passing before the ripe old age of a pension age, you know, money the tool. So it helps with, well, get rid of stress or access to transport to go see your grandchildren or go back on country. It is a tool. So if that's happening, it then puts our mind at ease, spirit at ease and longevity, I would say.
Yep. And, you know, less than, when they work it out, only less than 1% of our mob are even on the aged care pension. And, you know, that's pretty concerning. And when we talk about, you know, about respect and ageing with dignity and that, you know, it's unreasonable to expect anyone to work beyond what they're capable of doing. But, you know, like with a lot of our mob, we know that they've got a lot of community commitments, a lot of family commitments. And, you know, so it's about that quality of life and having the same opportunity that, you know, everybody else does.
Exactly. So how did this come about? Who's Uncle Dennis talking to? Is he talking to you guys at VALS, or how did this conversation start?
Yeah, look, Uncle Dennis, he's supported by the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, where
okay.
I work.
Yes.
And the Human Rights Law Centre as well. And we've got DLA Piper, and so some pro bono barristers who, you know, jumped on board and also, you know, supporting this case as well. And I know a lot of mob are interested in how they can get involved in that. And, you know, that's obviously jumping on VALS or the Human Rights Law Commission site and seeing how people can get behind this and support Uncle Dennis, you know, in this fight.
And in regards to the fight, where are we at with it, Leanne? Are we have we put across, well, we've got lawyers at the table now. Are we back and forth? Where's the Victoria State at?
Yeah, so at the moment we lodged it in the federal court on the 23rd of September, a few weeks ago now, right? And we don't know how long it's going to take to get a decision from the court, but we do know that it, you know, can take between 6 and 18 months, you know. And if the government agrees that it's a problem, then, you know, hopefully they come and fix it much earlier than, you know.
And, well, the pension checks at the age of 65, isn't it? What age is Uncle Dennis fighting to bring it to a low age?
Well, at the moment, the argument is that it should be at least reduced by 3 years.
Okay.
Right? At least. So Uncle Dennis, he's like 64 now, right?
Yeah.
And you can't get the aged care pension until you're 66 and a half, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, because people are living longer, by the year 2023, that's going to continue to go up. So it'll be 67 then. So, you know, if a whole mob keeps living longer, then it's going to get even harder and harder, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, it's so unreasonable to expect.
Well, they keep moving the goalposts, so to speak, and the longer they leave it, then it's like they're protecting the money. Then they don't have to pay out pension check because people are dying.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. When you think about a number, it's stopping people from having a quality of life. And we're talking about elders in our community that have put in, that have done the hard yards, deserve the respect, you know. And you know, a lot of our mobbies, we know they've got a lot of health problems and, as I said, caring and family responsibilities or disabilities even. And, you know, and these are our mob who, you know, survived past all these racist policies and practices and stolen generations and being moved off and, you know, had their wages stolen. And that's, you know, that's where Uncle Dennis is coming from as well.
Well, look, he's got a very good point, Uncle Dennis, and look, the fight is at the table. And if successful, we're talking Victoria, but this could go across the nation.
Absolutely. So, you know, we know that if Uncle Dennis wins the case, it could mean, you know, that thousands of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, you know, of our mob could get that earlier access to the pension. And, you know, as we've been saying, it's about that quality and that dignity and, you know, you know, this could only, this, as I said, is a very small step. So it's only one way of holding the government accountable for not closing that gap in life expectancy.
Exactly. And, Leanne, the other thing I'm picking up is this could be a good investment for the government in regarding longevity, closing the gap, and our people living longer. You know what I mean? I mean, the amount of money that they put into helping sick people, you know, First Nation people at that, that's astronomical, that cost. But if we had their pension earlier, that could detour that space as such.
Yeah, and it's the pension itself, as we know, it can improve your financial situation, your health, your well-being. People are going to live longer.
Yes.
And, you know, when we're talking about people in poverty and that, poverty, as we know, is one of the biggest drivers for incarceration rates, for the over-representation of our mob sitting in there.
Yeah, exactly. So this could be a good investment for the Victoria government, if not the federal government, to look at it very seriously. Uncle Dennis, big shout-out.
Yeah, massive shout-out to Uncle Dennis there, you know. And you got to be brave to, you know, take it on and put
exactly.
it out there. But, you know, as he said, too many of our mob are dying too young, you know. So for him, this case isn't about a pension, but, you know, it's about holding the government to account and telling the truth about, you know,
life expectancy,
the ongoing impact that, you know, our mob is still facing.
Leanne, thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to Uncle Dennis and big shout out to your deadly team there, your mob. Stay safe. When the borders open up, come up and visit us here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, sister.
That'd be deadly. Take it easy.
You take care, Leanne. Bye bye, doll.
Bye.
A little yarn there. Leanne Carter, her name is. Val's Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, statewide community justice programs leader. And we're talking about the fight that Uncle Dennis, a Waka Waka man there in Melbourne, Victoria there, who's leading the charge to lower the pension access age for Indigenous people. And he's a good old ripe age of 64 years old, but he's arguing the point that a lot of our people are passing on at early ages, dying at early ages. We're looking at life expectancy here, and people are not getting there, so let's give them the pension check beforehand. And that's only Victoria, but it could be a federal movement, so to speak. Have your say, Yanup Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I am born of the land. My soul is a sun. Nature is my mother. I am Mother Nature's son. The wind is my spirit, running wild, running free. Water is my mirror, reflecting visions in me. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am, I am Aborigine. I'm like a great river that slowly runs dry. Like the river, I will die. I'm a child of the earth, created from dust. I live for my land, taking only what I must. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am.
Yeah, I am Aboriginally. That's I am Johnny Huckle, and I am Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number here, 1-800-422-416. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. So yarn up strong, your mob, to Delhi. Now, a group of Aboriginal students from Salisbury Northern North Primary School in Adelaide have taken out top prize in the national technology competition using the video game Minecraft to build a school that celebrates First Nation culture. How deadly this mob. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Annie Deb Walker and Robbie Young and their Aboriginal Community Education Officers at Salisbury North Primary School. On the line, Annie Deb, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, sister. And you've got a bodyguard with you, Robbie Young. Very good morning, brother.
Oh, absolutely.
How you going,
yeah, good, good. Before we start, Annie Deb, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Very proud Ngunnawal woman.
Good. To Delhi. And Robbie Young, who your mob, where you from, brother?
Yeah, so my family's, I'm a proud Ngunnawal Ngarrungurra Ngana man from down the Coorong and then the outskirts of Yorke Peninsula. So I'm born and raised here in Adelaide and on Ngarrungurra country. So,
to Delhi.
Yeah, very, very proud. And, yeah.
Beautiful, fantastic. Look, we're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth, 60,000 years, working with technology and technology of the 21st century. So this competition, Tech Prize, Minecraft, and the mob there, students there, Heal Country is the name of the project, and built schools of their dreams. So tell us about how deadly these students are and how it all came about. Annie Deb, start with you.
Oh, my goodness, thanks for that. Put me on the spot here.
Yeah, well, tell us how deadly these students are.
Oh, they were absolutely amazing kids. You know, we had 17 only Aboriginal students part of this challenge, and they did, an amazing job. And one of the good things about it was that the Nunga kids, they actually... We're a very multicultural school here,
yes.
As well as the Aboriginal students. You know, we have a lot identifying from different communities from around South Australia. So we have Ngunnawal students, Ngarrungurra students, and as well as Kaurna as the main language groups within our school here.
Oh, fantastic!
So, and we're about 77 Aboriginal students all up from. Our amazing school.
Deadly. So when they all got together, what did they organise or thought, let's go through Minecraft and design something for Healing Country? Was it a team effort in regarding the concept and the idea, and then all hands on deck thereafter, yeah?
Yeah, so basically, Tina, our teacher, she obviously applied to, a technology teacher, applied for... enter the competition, and I got our kids together, and then we kind of had a sat around in the Nunga room and had a yarn about how we're going to implement some of the things and strategies through our school and what we want it to look like. So we just sat down, had a open slab, and just had a yarn about some of the things to incorporate, and the kids kind of just drove those kind of conversations, and we were just there to,
coordinate the whole student.
Too deadly.
But just to ensure that the students themselves, we just sort of just had the yarn with them.
Yeah.
They involved us right in the beginning, and we sort of handed over to them. I said, so that the kids themselves actually drove this whole process.
And if you look at it, the project was like, well, let's do something here. Let's throw the iron in the fire. Let's have fun doing it. Let's educate people of will using this vehicle, Minecraft, to heal country. And long and behold, national winners.
I know, yeah.
Shut your mouth. Shut up.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some of these kids, and, for us to, come out winners and, all the hard work's paid off. And, as Annie Deb said, a lot of these conversations and the things that they've, put onto this project and the total outcome is totally been driven by them. And, we're just, yeah, so happy to be, you know, a part of it and being exactly. able to, I guess, yeah, no, lead them in the right way. So
they had the opportunity of, you know, like just basically putting what they've learned from our elders.
Yes.
We constantly bring in our elders to come in, I said, and do some different cultural dreaming stories, you know, yarn with the kids and things like that.
Exactly.
So, you know, it was really good to have those, to see the kids actually put their learning into.
Well, it just shows how important our elders are to us, you know.
Absolutely.
And then our beautiful ancestors still working strong with us spiritually to make this happen, eh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, we get, as I mean, Deb said, we get elders coming in through, you know, Salisbury North School on a regular basis through, you know, Reconciliation Week, NAIDOC Week, Pro Day and ASCII Children's Day. So, you know, we're constantly getting, you know, elders and Aboriginal elders within the community coming into our schools to teach our kids about culture and you know, just giving them, you know, telling them stories about, you know, their upbringings and all that sort of stuff, and just having a yarn to the kids and see the kids, you know, put in a lot of this stuff into their school of the future is unbelievable, because, you know, these kids are obviously taking a lot of, you know, a lot of what their elders are saying to them away, and then, to see it all come out and on a project and for us to win it is hard.
Well, Minecraft is a Minecraft is, like I said, a digital concept. It's global, you know, and the fact that the students use NAIDOC's theme Hill Country as the title is that. So 2021 Minecraft Education Challenge was hosted by Australia's first Indigenous EDU tech company, you know, and digital, there it is, and they come to fruition, and deadly winners leading the country.
Yeah.
And absolutely. They're very creative, our kids were, I said, in doing that. I mean, like, as an ACO worker, you know, I'd never even heard of the, didn't know what Minecraft was, didn't know what it can do.
You got to get with the program, Annie Deb.
Yeah, I know, but
shut up.
The kids that was teaching me.
Exactly.
Know, so absolutely. Turnaround, I said, of events, I said, it was just amazing. I said,
good.
You know, like, to teach, for them to be teaching me.
Exactly.
Was really deadly.
Well, it shows we all learn off each other, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
Good, deadly. Annie Deb, how long have you been there, our Aboriginal Community Education Officer at Salisbury North Primary School?
About 6 years now.
6 years. And Brother Robbie, how long have you been there, bro?
Yeah, I've been in my role across, like, high school and primary school for the last 4 years. So, I guess since leaving school, just been community focused and working with young youth and
so deadly, brother. Now you're a former AFL player, aren't you, Robbie?
Yeah. So had a stint at the Saints and
Saints killer, exactly. Yeah, brother. So you know you're kicking goals here with these deadly students.
Yeah. That's what you know. I think this is my career pathway, and it's what I love doing. Is
fantastic.
Being able to see these kids, you know, put in some hard work and get some. Really, you know, rewarding outcomes. So, you know, me and Annie Deb work closely on a regular basis and worked hard on, you know, seeing these kids achieve, you know.
Deadly. Well, speaking of AFL, I want to give a big shout-out to Aaron Davey, who's the captain coach up here in Cairns for the Lions team. He took out the premiership about three weeks ago. And also got the likes of young Jake Long, who former Essendon player, the son of the great Michael Long. So we're talking AFL, brother, and for what you're doing there with those deadly kids, Annie Deb leading the way, and a big shout-out to those deadly students.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the sort of things we feed to the kids. Yes, they want to change, you know, chase their dreams, and whether they want to play at the elite environment, whether it's footy or netball or basketball, or whatever. But you know, we want our kids to be good leaders as well, and lead off the field and off the court. So you know, we work really hard on you know, getting our kids through schooling and letting them know that, you know, anything's achievable if you put your mind to it. So it's about, you know, there's no limit to...
There's no limit.
You know, exceeding high expectations and...
Today, Salisbury North Primary School, tomorrow the world.
Well, that's it. I mean, we know that they can actually achieve these things.
Exactly.
And, you know, like, And we just feel that very strongly about the relationships. I said that actually needs to happen within the schools themselves.
Yes.
I said, and so, you know, like for Miss Tina to come along, I said, and actually work with the with our senior students to actually produce this. Mm. I said, it is about that relationship. And, you know, like, she has done amazing work with them, but it's also about the students done amazing work with her. So there's that two-way relationship.
A deadly yarn in circle, you could say.
Absolutely,
Fantastic.
That's one of the, you know, that's one of the pinnacle things that we had on our little project is that yarning journal. So, you know, we're able to have, because we have a lot of, I guess, community members and elders come through our school, you know, we've tried to implement that and what it might look like. And, you know, the kids have even come up with, you know, having traditional Kaurna names for each of the buildings. So,
beautiful.
Don't really hear about these sort of things that these kids can do, but...
Well, at the moment, government's changing names of buildings and statues and creeks and rivers are using First Nation names. So, and there they're using it in Minecraft on technology and a global vehicle. So, look, it is so powerful. So the fact that they got the title, what other prize did they pick up in regard to the win?
So the kids picked up a huge award, really. There were three categories, and our school won the best Minecraft world for year 7 to 10.
Okay.
And our prize was a limited edition custom Xbox Series X console with 4 controllers.
All right.
there's been some discussions being held at the moment to determine how. Hopefully that's soon.
I'm taking the box to my place tonight. Cuss, you can have it tomorrow night.
No, we'll just come there.
Yeah, that's right, party there.
I'll take
you on. You're placed. that's too beautiful. Yeah, look, congratulations.
Having a look at the prize and the Xbox, like, it's unbelievable. Like, all painted up deadly ways, like, all the controls. Like,
deadly.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, where do I get one of these?
Yeah, you know, shut up. You've got to enter the competition there, Robbie.
Mine is the plain white one, you know. I might have to go home and start doing some dot painting.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Look, too deadly. Thank you very much for sharing. Once again, congratulations to the Salisbury North Primary School students taking at the National Minecraft Education Challenge. Fantastic. Arnie Deb Walker leading from the front. Robbie Young, you the bodyguard there for Arnie Deb. Too deadly. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, your mob.
Thank you very much for having us.
No, thanks for having us, and
take care.
Thanks,
one deadly. Love to them students. Hey, too deadly.
Deadly knockout. See ya.
All right, bye bye. Deadly Yarn there. That's Annie Deb Walker and Robbie Young, Aboriginal Community Education Officers at Salisbury North Primary School. And the Indigenous students there took out the winners of the 2021 Minecraft Education Challenge and Australia's first Indigenous EDU Tech Company Digital required students to engage with this year's NAIDOC theme, Heal Country. And they won the national competition there too. Deadly, leading from the front. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. We'll be right back.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'll give my take on Brother Dennis Fisher. But I want to say shout-out to Brother Nene McDonald. Everybody deserves a second chance, brother. PNG, memorable boy, brother. He was in the grand final down in Brisbane, and they come on with the bacon, eh? He had a big win of Manly, I think.
They did, yeah, brother, deadly.
Shout-out, yeah.
So everyone deserves a second chance. You make a good point there, brother. Yes.
And on Brother Dennis Fisher there, you know, Gresham gave a call out a few years back on the same thing about our mob getting getting the pension earlier. You know, I heard during the talk this morning, you know, like people should come on board. Well, a lot of white people that listen to here that could come on board, and, you know, a lot of them are with us on in our struggle. And they'd be wondering what sort of things, even our own people, what sort of things we'd say, even when we go on Facebook, for those detractors that say why we shouldn't, and they'll say, oh, it will come up, oh, look at them blackfellas, they're on the grog all the time, you know, why should they're shortening their lives. But when we had the link up, the 4-hour show used to go for, I think he's working on at KND down in Melbourne, so he's got a job, and on the Gorga drinking about for the detractors. Myself, only 2 years ago, I got into pension, but I thought I was going to lose my last brother. I didn't foresee me, and I didn't want to go to the doctors, but lucky my white neighbour called the ambulance, because I told my children all I need is a Panadol, but I started getting feverish. And I've been off the grog since 1976, New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And one of the big pluses for our people that's different to, I'll say where they come from people, I won't say what place, but in the Mediterranean, they got their pension, brother. But they want to live over there, brother. They never spend their money here.
Yeah.
And one of the pluses for our people to have the pension. So there's a lot of pluses. Because we are dying early, and I know people at home, you know, in my own community, a lot of blokes, they're dying sober, brother. They've been off the grog from other health issues, you know, brother. I will ring back tomorrow, and I'll tell you a little bit. I'll tell you why I slammed the door and I walked that angry from Wichopan Medical Center because of a doctor there, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. That's someone there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got about 8 minutes left on the program, squeezing the yarn, you mob. We've got news coming up via the National Digital Radio Service. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
solid rock there, Gwenna, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Murray got to sign off here, your mob. I thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service with your host, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And like I said, once again, thank you very much for sharing and in tuned into our daily program here. Going to sign off. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding the decision you need to make regarding getting the jab, and protect your family, protect your mob. We've got Michael Wason taking up to the news here. Over the land they used to roam.